A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Lamites, Eruvin 39a, pagination page 77, at the Mishnah, which is midway on the page, towards the end of a line, in bold Masnisin. Our case over here, dealing with Eruv Techumen, and by extension, other areas of Halacha, regarding Rosh Hashanah, is if it's possible to do two separate Erev Techumen for the two different days of Rosh Hashanah. We've discussed previously that if you have 2 days of Yom Tov, or a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, you could separate the Erev Techumen for the two different days so that you can do, let's say on a Friday, you can do your Eruv to the west, and for Shabbos, you're going to do your Eruv to the east. And as long as you, at the time that the Eruv is taking effect, are compatible to the two different locations, meaning you're in the middle, in overlap territory, so that you never left your west side Eruv, and you're within range of your east side Eruv, so then you could actually switch sides for the second day of holiness, if going from Friday to Shabbos, would be Yom Tov and then Shabbos. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, however, we have a rule, which we'll see. Kedusha Achas Hi. It is one day of holiness. And the first day and the second day of Rosh Hashanah are joined, and it's one long day, and you would not be able to switch Erev Techumen from one day to the other. Let's see the Mishnah, and then hopefully we'll see its ramification in other areas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shehaya Yarei, on a Rosh Hashanah that a person was concerned, Shema Tis'aber, maybe they will make it 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Ma'ariv Adam Shneit Eruvin, a person can make 2 Eruvin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'omer, and he will say, Eruvi Barishon LeMizrach, my first day Eruv is to the east. Uvesheni LeMayrov, and the second day is to the west. Or Barishon LeMayrov, Uvesheni LeMizrach, west and then east. Eruv Barishon Uvesheni Kivnei Iri. Or I have an Eruv for the first day, and on the second day, unlike the dwellers of the city, no special Eruv. Eruv b'sheniu v'rishon kivnei iri, or the reverse. V'lo hodu l'chachamim. And the chachamim did not agree. And the chachamim hold, you can't switch Eruvin between the 2 days. If you'd like, you could see Rashi. Rashi, inner commentary, towards the end of the smaller lines, counting up from where they get wide, about 15 lines. For lohodu lo chachamim, in the middle of Rashi's commentary on the Mishnah, Rashi says dekasavri kedusha achasein, because the chachamim hold that it's all one day of kedusha. Now, just a quick observation. Rabbi Yehuda presented his case, Rosh Hashanah, that he was concerned that it might become 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So let's quickly review. Normally, why do we have 1 day Rosh Chodesh or 2 days Rosh Chodesh? It all depends whether the previous month has 29 days or 30 days, because that 30th day sometimes is the end of the previous month, and sometimes it's Rosh Chodesh of the new month. Rosh Hashanah is essentially a Rosh Chodesh. It's the first day of Tishrei. The way our calendar works, Elul always has 29 days. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the new month, and we observe it as 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But the first day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda was describing, though, a time where a person was not sure how Chazal would legislate, would make Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it was viewed as a question, is there going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah or not? The way we do it, the first day is Rosh Hashanah, is Yom Echad of Tishrei, and the second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Beis of Tishrei. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say you can't do two different Eruvin because Kedusha Achasein, because it is one day of holiness. Question is, if it really is one day of holiness, so the question is proposed, maybe you should be allowed to cook from day one of Rosh Hashanah to day two of Rosh Hashanah. Because if it's really Kedusha Achas, if it's really one long day, so then the normal prohibition of cooking from one day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov shouldn't apply. It's one long day. And the answer, of course, is that even though it's one long day, L'chumra, that Chazal said you should consider it one long day, but we all know the first day is the real day, Rosh Hashanah, and you always have to deal with D'oraisa versus D'rabbanon. And generally, the D'rabbanon do not come to be lenient on a D'oraisa. They don't come to tell you you could do things that you don't normally do. And therefore, since Mid-Oraisa, the first day is the real day, Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is only a Durabanon, and the power of Kedusha Achasein is also only Durabanon, so therefore you can't cook from one day to the other. There is an interesting case, though. What happens if the Eruv that you made for Rosh Hashanah, and you followed the Chachamim, you were being consistent, you only made one Eruv, let's say to the east, and you wanted that Eruv to the east to work for both days of Rosh Hashanah. But what happened was it got consumed during day one of Rosh Hashanah. Question is, are you still allowed to walk on day two that distance in the direction of the Eruv? For example, person has Rosh Hashanah, he wants to spend in his hometown, but they tell him that they need somebody to daven mincha in the next town. So he puts an Eruv there, and for first day Rosh Hashanah, he walks based on the Eruv to the next town, davens mincha, and then comes back. But then he finds out that the Eruv was not intact when second day Rosh Hashanah began. So if it's Kedusha Achas, so perhaps we could say, who cares if the Eruv was still there when second day Rosh Hashanah began? But if you're telling me that Kedusha Achas, that the one holiness of both days is only a Durabanan, it's only a Chumrah, so then it doesn't give you an Eruv for both days, because the 2 days are two separate days. And if L'chumra, we're going to say Kedusha Achas, but who says that L'kula for leniency, you could say Kedusha Achas, that it's one holiness. And allowing an Eruv that worked for day one to work for day two, even though it's not intact, would seem to be a leniency. The Magen Avraham responds in Simen Tov Tes Zayin, that even if Ne'echal Barishon should still be Mutter B'Sheni, even if the Erev got consumed on day one, so it only worked when day one began, and it works for day one, but it didn't exist for day two, it's still Mutter B'Sheni. It's still permitted to walk in that direction on day two. Even though Kedusha Achas Hein, one holiness, is only for Chumrah and not for leniency. So how can the day one Eruv work for day two? He answers, because really, the way our calendar works, Yom Rishon, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the first day of Tishrei. And second day Rosh Hashanah is really a weekday. So let's keep track. Mid-Oraisa, day two is nothing. Mid-Rabbanon, we're observing it as Yom Tif. But Mid-Rabbanon, Kedusha Achas Hein, and the Erev of day one would work for day two. Conversely, when you're dealing with cooking, if you were to cook from day one to day two, keep track, you're cooking from Rosh Hashanah of the Oraisa, the first day, the biblical day, and you're cooking for day two, which is essentially a weekday. So in that case, because of the Deoraisa, you can't cook from one day to the other. But again, going back to Erev Techumen, for the Erev Techumen of day one to work for day two could work because of Kedusha Achas Hein, because you're not violating any Deoraisa, because according to day two Deoraisa, you'd be allowed to walk there without a problem. You only need Midrabanon that the Erev of day one should work for day two, even though it was no longer intact when day two began. And for that, you could say, Kedusha Achas, that it's all one holiness. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.